Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 17th, 2025, and tomorrow is No King's Day. As of Thursday afternoon, the number of No King's Day rallies and protests planned in Maine towns, and just counting those that are posted on activatemaine.com, numbered around 35 at locations all across the state. In Blue Hill, there's a No King's rally planned for noon to 1 o'clock in front of the town hall. Cherryfield on Route 1 and Main Street from 12 to 2. In Ellsworth from 12 to 1:30 at City Hall. Castine, 1 to 3 p.m. at 86 Court Street. Final Haven, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Bandstand. And in Belfast, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Steamboat Landing Park. In Bangor, the No King's Day protest and the place the march will be taking off from is Broadway Park. The waterfront location of the first No King's Day wasn't available this time. Spoke with one of the organizers yesterday to get all the up-to-date details.
My name is David Cox. I'm with Indivisible Bangor.
Here you are helping organize one of these Hate America rallies coming up this weekend.
Yes, we are organizing the No Kings rally in Bangor at Broadway Park. We are going to be one of, I believe, 40 here in the state and over 2,400 in the country. This is a Love America rally. We love America. We love what it stands for. And we love that we are going to do what we can to make America a democracy that is for Americans and the regular person, not for the billionaires who are in charge right now. We will be on the part of the park across from the playground. We'll be in that large stretch, that large strip of beautiful green grass with the trees. It's going to be a beautiful day, partly cloudy, 61 degrees, and we're going to have a joyous, great time. There's plenty of parking in the neighborhood. There are shopping centers, parking lots nearby, and we do ask that people who are able to walk further distances, please park farther away. And let those who have trouble walking or mobility issues park closer to the park. We have a slate of 8 speakers. Troy Jackson and Aaron Overbay will be speaking. Among others, Matt Dunlap will as well. 8 speakers, and then it will be followed by a march. We'll go down Broadway and then back up Broadway. We will have drums, megaphones, chants, signs, all sorts of stuff. We do encourage people to wear whatever they want. If they want to wear frog costumes, dinosaur costumes, inflatable unicorn costumes, do it. We are there to have a good time, and we are going to do that. We have numerous peacekeepers and marshals available. We have contacted the Bangor Police Department. They will have people, officers there. Bangor Police Department, by the way, has been extremely helpful and supportive in all of our protests and rallies. We will be collecting food for local food pantries. We will have numerous boxes over in the stage area to drop off personal care items and non-perishable food for local food pantries. We have a whole list. Ezra Levin, who is one of the directors of National Indivisible, he is saying that this is going to be a joyous occasion. It could be a dance party. It could be all sorts of wonderful times, a great day for us to assemble, have fun, and show the world that we are not going to take what's happening. It will be noon on Saturday, October 18th at Broadway Park. That's at the corner of Broadway and North Park Avenue, which is the other side of Stillwater Avenue. The website address for our organization is indivisiblebangor.org.
That was Dave Cox from Indivisible Bangor. There's more information about the Bangor No King's Day protest on their website, indivisiblebangor.org. You can find more information about No King's Day protests in other places across the state and across the country, and actually even internationally, at nokings.org and at activatemaine.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have fun and take care of each other. I'll see you on Monday.